A nice story to distract us from the issues of the day. Popped out of Table View yesterday, getting plenty of attention on social media and some in more formal media, around the appearance of a seal at the Pakalola restaurant or bar in Table View. Michael Rissi joins me now. He's the owner of that beach bar and restaurant to tell us the tale. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Mike. How is it?
All right. What happened? Well, firstly, when did this happen and what happened?
Yes, it happened on Wednesday at about 7 p.m. and we were in Pakalolo and we were looking outside, so and saw a lot of people getting involved in traffic and blocking cars. And we like, oops, what happened there? So we went outside to have a look.
And what did you find? There was a seal.
There was a seal coming from the beach over the first two lanes of a sixth lane highway, you could call it. And the seal went straight over all the lanes up a 1 meter ramp and made his way straight forward to our restaurant and actually went to the entrance door. We have like about 12 doors out of glass and made his way right to the right door and wanted to get in.
And when you say wanted to get in, what was he doing? Was he nudging against the door or was the door open?
He was going for the door, stood up in front of the door and banged with his flippers against the door. Like, let me in, let me in. And I was inside filming it, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, we have never seen such a thing. And we are right opposite Robben Island.
Are you open for business at the moment for people or seals at all?
Yes, we are open for sit-down. Obviously, we are keeping up all the regulations and restrictions as good as we can.
Yeah.
And we also started in level 4 with our takeaway and preparing. And, you know, so by now we're having a full-on setup. Takeaway system, you can even come to our place and we can sit down and have a meal. Obviously, no alcohol involved at the moment, but we're looking forward to change that soon too.
Okay, so the seal made his way across the road, came to your front door, banged his flipper on the entrance. What happened then?
Now, there were obviously a lot of people involved. For example, our ward councillor, Nora Gross, was there already. Then we had law enforcement coming, core technical service. Everybody tried to block the seal off so it doesn't move around on the roads anymore. And I think we were pretty successful. And about 40 minutes later, the hout-based seal rescue came with a big box. And they were pretty quick. I think it took about 2 to 5 minutes. And then the seal was safely in the box and on its way back to Hout Bay, where we believe it came from, because it was quite friendly, so they told me. And I believe it was maybe from Hout Bay and Now's restaurants and the flashing lights and everything, and that made its way out.
So it didn't just you couldn't just persuade the seal to just turn around and waddle back into the ocean, which would seem to be the logical thing to do.
We tried to do that. It looked maybe it looked a little bit confused. It was not in Hout Bay or not in the place where it should be. So it was confused and tired, and it was definitely also hungry. It was what Hout Bay Seal Rescue told me. That's what happened. We were in contact with them till today, and just to make sure that the seal is fine, and I can assure everything is fine. It is looked after and it is recovering well. And we're even going further now to make a deal with Hout Bay Seal Rescue for the future to maybe put a mascot in our place to collect money to support Hout Bay Seal Rescue. And I must say, it was overwhelming on all social media platforms how people have responded, totally supportive and interested. And it's really great to have such community.
It is great. I mean, it's all very sweet and nice, but seals are quite serious creatures, aren't they? When you're actually confronted with one in real life, they're big and can be a little bit intimidating.
And as it was intimidating to me, and I did not want to open the door. Trust me.
All right.
I kept my distance.
Michael, thank you very much for telling us that story.
It's my pleasure.
As you say, is doing the rounds on social media and in some more formal media, the Pakalolo Beach front bar and restaurant in Table View got an unusual lockdown customer yesterday.